Je remercie Madame le Président.
Mr. President, our constitution guarantees the independence and impartiality of the judges and of the independence of the institution of the judiciary in accordance with the United Nations basic principles on the independence of judges. Fiji's judiciary has full control of its own budget and finances without interference, decides on its own training requirements and sessions, controls its own recruitment process, and is committed to the transparent and regular publication of the judgments of the High Court, Court of Appeal, and Supreme Court. Access to justice is a priority for the judiciary in Fiji. I accept that poverty, gender equality, age, and other vulnerabilities affect the ability of people to access the courts and to receive an equal justice unless the judiciary ensures that there are no barriers to the delivery of judgment. The Judicial Department is working to improve court facilities for the greater accessibility of the public, including those with disabilities. We have just completed the construction of cell blocks for accused persons brought to court, which are of very high standard. We are determined to reduce delay in the delivery of decisions and judgments and to introduce case management at lower levels of the court. We have implemented the video recording of court proceedings and are working closely with UNDP, EU in implementing our e-filing system. Delay in the hearing of cases and delivery of judgment is a human rights issue and an ethical responsibility of individual judges and of the institution of the judiciary. As the head of judiciary, I am committed to providing an accessible, transparent, and efficient court system which guarantees equality before the law and the reduction of delay. The judiciary has also conducts its own mandatory training for judicial officers in all aspects of their work. Judges and magistrates are also trained on issues relating to gender, competence, and children appearing in court. Workshops have been held in this regard in 2017 for the judiciary in partnership with OHCHR and UNCF. We accept that with number of cases of sexual and gender-based violence in the courts and with the number of child victims of such violence who are required to give evidence, there is a continuous need for judges and magistrates to sensitize themselves to gender and age barriers to access to justice. I'm happy to say that the effects of training has been discernible and positive. I'm committed to continuous training in this regard for the judges and magistrates in Fiji. This includes a new bench book for cases involving children in court, which has been published and will be launched soon. Climate change is probably the biggest challenge facing the people of Fiji at this time. The judiciary also too needs to be competent in assessing the impact of climate change on matters which are brought before the courts. Only last month, Fiji hosted the Asia-Pacific Judicial Conference on Climate Change Education, which covered issues relating to climate change, including gender, Indigenous rights, and roles and responsibilities of judges and magistrates. This was the first ever judicial conference held in Fiji on the impact of climate change on judicial decisions. It was timely and relevant to our work. Our judiciary has used treaty body recommendations and general comments to interpret specific sections of the Bill of Rights. The result is a healthy body of jurisprudence explaining particular rights in a consistent manner with international human rights law. In this regard, I see the judiciary as being central to the development and effective implementation of human rights in Fiji. Cases before the courts including constitutional redress cases, which permit a direct access to courts on issues under the Bill of Rights, have shown the ability of our judges to interpret rights broadly, limitations narrowly, and particular rights in the context of international law and jurisprudence. Thank you, Mr. President.